That was crazy. I had to literally close out 5-9, relog back into it. I had to offer a call back. So I've got Rachel Siener. I did not re-verify the information when I gave her a call back, but that was because, well, I mean, everything's been going on. But earlier when she called in, she fully verified herself. And she's got two devices, one of which whose name is Toasty, the electric heater, and it just cannot stay connected. And then the other one is her Ring camera, and the Ring camera is literally like 6 feet from the rest. So there should be no reason why it's not connecting.
Does the Ring camera have 5 gigahertz capability?
That I'm not sure.
It's probably why it's not connecting.
But it's still backwards compatible with 2.4.
Yeah, but if it's 6 feet away from the router, it's gonna automatically try to connect to the, because like it's proximity based how the 2.4 works. So 2.4 only really tries to connect to something if it's a further distance out. 5 gigahertz is gonna try and get the majority of everything within that close range distance. It always
Okay.
defaults to that four that f that 5 gigahertz connection, which is probably what's happening here. I mean, I see it connected now. Is
Yeah.
it the Amazon Ring?
Yeah, but it keeps dropping. That's the problem. And then her toasty, which made my day, by the way, her electric heater in the bathroom, it's a panel heater, keeps dropping too. They'll tell Alexa to turn it on or turn it off, and it'll say, "Oh, Toasty is not currently connected to the network." So there's not really
Yikes.
much that she can do on that end. Good for me to put her through.
Yep, that.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex. I really appreciate you.
No problem.
Here she is.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? I'm Alex. I'm with the tech support here at R-Stop Fiber. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Can't complain. So you were having issues with the Ring camera staying connected?
Yes, and another device.
What was the other device?
It's a electric heater that's in our bathroom, and it's Wi-Fi enabled and Bluetooth and Alexa and all that stuff.
Okay. Let me just take a look here on my end. So I turned off the auto steering for the Ring camera, so it shouldn't reconnect. Sorry, it shouldn't like disconnect and try and reconnect. It should just stay connected, unless
Okay.
those settings get changed again, which they shouldn't. And what was the other device you're having issue with?
I don't know what the name of it because I don't know how to tell in my HomePass app for our devices that aren't connected because it's clearly not on right now. It's not in my list of online devices. Oh, wait, now I see off 31 offline. All right, let me scan through these and see.
I see a Google Nest, not the thermostat, right? Not that, right?
No, nope. There isn't one that has a name that makes sense to me, except maybe Espressif. I don't know what that is.
Expressive.
It's ESPR, ESSIF. Doesn't make sense to me because the manufacturer's name is Sonoff.
Let's see. I have. I'm looking in the device itself, and it's what app. I have a device ID and a MAC address. Would either of those help?
Yeah. What's the MAC address?
E8, D is in dog, B is in boy, 84, 48, 2, D is in dog, 74.
Okay, yeah, so is that expressive? So it is okay. Currently connected. Again, I will turn off the auto steering for that, because what happens is with the cloud steering or auto steering, what happens sometimes is that it's trying to connect it to the 5 gigahertz connection, but those devices only have 2.4 gigahertz radio band enabled on them, right? So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn off the cloud steering so it doesn't try and, you know, automatically direct it back to the 5. It shouldn't be disconnecting past that. If it does end up doing that, just see one thing here before I even say that. All right. Network real quickly. So I'm just gonna optimize the network quickly and see if it does disconnect when I do that, just to make sure that I don't just leave you and then you're like, hey, it disconnected already.
Okay.
So I want to make sure that if I do like a connection reset, is it gonna just try and keep, you know, steering it to that five gigahertz bandwidth, or is it gonna,
mm-hmm.
you know, rectify itself? But that heater is currently connected. Is it? Did you test it out to make sure that it is? Like, I don't know how Wi-Fi enabled heater works. Okay.
Yeah. Alexa, turn Toasty on. She said okay, so that means yes, it's on.
Perfect.
Yeah. If it's not on, she says that Toasty's not on the network right here, so I can't reach it or something like that.
Beautiful. All right. Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right. So it did finish optimizing, and it hasn't disconnected. So that's a good sign, because you just tested it and it already finished optimizing. So
hang on one second, though. Alexa, turn Toasty off. Okay. She said okay now. Good.
Perfect.
I thought I saw the blinking light, meaning it was not going to do it, but okay.
So we're all set. I mean, if it does happen again, I mean, I'm going to keep this ticket open just in the event, you know, I'll keep it open, you know, to like Monday, Tuesday. If it does happen again by that time, you know, just call back. You can ask for me directly. I don't have a direct line, but you can ask for me, Alex, directly, and I'll be more than happy to help.
Okay, great.
All right.
All right. Thanks so much, Alex.
No problem. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Yep.
Beautiful.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye.